Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Can appreciate Jesse Romo, Manhattan Regional Airport, and Candace McIntosh of Girls on the Run for joining us in the first half hour. Now we have Robin Cole, Pawnee Mental Health, in studio with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
How's Robin today?
Good.
Good. Good.
Glad to be here.
Well, it's always glad to have you in. And May is Mental Health Awareness Month.
It's Mental Health Month in May.
Yes.
Every May is Mental Health Month. And this year, the theme is fitness for mind, for body. And I think that's a very appropriate kind of a theme, because it really speaks to the fact that the fitness of our mind and the fitness of our body is closely related, and that when our mind suffers, then our body suffers as well. And it's as true that if our body is suffering, then our mind often suffers as well.
They go hand in hand.
They do go hand in hand. We are a whole person, and we can't separate what's happening in our mind or in our brain from what's happening in our body, because it's all a part of the same. It's all a part of the same thing.
And I find so much truth in that personally, just because last two or three years, I've really been mindful of trying to be exercising more and being outside more and just working out more and just doing all those sort of things. And when you go into that sort of line of thought, you're just thinking about the physical side of it. You're just thinking about the mm-hmm. external side of it initially. But as you're going through it and you get in a routine, you do realize, and I realize just how much clear up top I am a lot of the time, just that how much that physical exercise and wellness really does bleed into mental wellness.
It really does. And we're very grateful that, you know, many of our leaders recognize that and are willing to embrace the importance of mental health being connected with physical health in general. Riley County proclaimed May as Mental Health Month at its meeting on Monday, so on April 23rd. Our Riley County Commissioners proclaimed May as Mental Health Month. The City of Manhattan will proclaim May as Mental Health Month on the 15th in their meeting. And we have board members from across our 10-county service area who are meeting with their local county commissioners and county commissions across the 10 counties that Pawnee serves will be proclaiming May as Mental Health Month as well. It, you know, as you said, mental health really is important to everybody's overall health and our well-being. And when you think about exercise as being something that you're doing just for your physical fitness, you know, by your own testimony, you're describing that it also has a powerful effect on your sense of well-being and your mental health. So
gets that anxiety out too, I noticed.
It does. You know, there is a really good, just short little video on YouTube. It's by Dr. Mike Evans, and it just takes a few minutes to watch. It's called 23 and a half hours. What is the single best thing we can do for our health? And I would encourage people to check that out. Again, it's Dr. Mike Evans, 23 and a half hours. What is the single best thing we can do for our health? And the video says that 30 minutes a day of exercise is the single best thing we can do for our health. And that, you know, part of the point of his video is that we have 23 and a half other hours to do everything else that we need and want to do in our lives. And that 30 minutes a day of exercise is good not only for our physical health, but for our mental health as well.
And it really is amazing. It's really cool that you're bringing this up today, actually, because I really noticed this just kind of on my own a couple of days ago, Monday and really Tuesday. I just felt like I was kind of dragging mm-hmm. all Monday and Tuesday, just feeling pretty exhausted. Did a little bit of catching up on some sleep later in the afternoon on Monday, and I do some boxing training. I'm about to wrap up the kind of the 101 of it, of some boxing training that I've been taking part in. And Tuesday night going into it, and I'm just feeling like I just don't know if I have the energy, just feeling all cloudy in my head, just feeling exhausted, but went ahead and soldiered on. And at the end of the training, I left just feeling just total 180, just a complete 180, just feeling sharp again, just feeling energized again. And it was a grueling workout, but I came out of it with energy that I didn't feel like energy I felt like I was missing for days.
Well, you mentioned something else that is also essential to our physical and mental health, and that is sleep.
Sleep's good.
Sleep is good. Sleep is necessary. Sleep is a must. And unfortunately, in our world today, a lot of people don't get enough sleep. And it takes a toll on our physical and our mental health if we are not getting an adequate amount of sleep. You know, they recommend between 7 and 9 hours of sleep for adults. And of course, not every adult needs exactly the same thing that another adult needs. But that 7 to 9 hours is a pretty typical kind of recommendation for adults. And then children and teens need more sleep generally than what adults need. And when we start cutting out on that, we start to suffer both physically and mentally.
Brady Bowman here with Pawnee Mental Health Director Robin Cole, and we do have a phone call. Caller, go ahead.
Thank you so much for sharing these stresses of life with us. Thinking about that today, you know, everybody around town Monday and Tuesday with the weather change, they could all feel it coming, and especially us older people with our arthritis. But thinking about that, the 10 years that I spent with my son's mother while she was mentally ill, trying to hide it from the family and hide it from the neighbors, and when she was finally put in the hospital seeking some help with the family psychologist, he said, "I can't believe that you're still sane after 10 years of trying to help on your own." And it gives me that, just listening to you talk about the stresses of life, it gives me a new perspective with my sister and brother-in-law in Kansas City without family, looking after their autistic son for 45 years. It gives me a whole new sense of the stress that the brother-in-law reflected in his life. And just like around here with all the booming that's going on, they say that the most stress that a marriage can have is building a new house. And my goodness, just to see those people that, although they are participating in a wonderful event in their life, it's still a stressful situation that they're involved in. And thank you so much for your efforts in explaining life to us.
Yes.
To come with an owner's manual.
Yes, thank you so much for your call. Yeah, I've heard that if a couple can build a house together, they can build a life together. And so, you know, I think that's interesting that you recognize that or refer to that. You know, yes, life is stressful. It just is. And we're all going to experience problems in life. There's no way to be born into this world, you know, without experiencing your own fair share of stress and problems. And, you know, there's a very well-known prayer that's used by the Alcoholics Anonymous program, and I know that you've heard it, and a lot of people use it, and that's the prayer, "God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference." And wow, I think there's a whole lot of wisdom in that, because part of what I think really stresses us out and can take its toll on our mental and our physical health is that sometimes we have a really hard time accepting things that we can't change. And we just sort of beat our head against the wall trying to change things that aren't changeable or that certainly aren't within our power to change.
And it's this loop, too.
It's a loop, yeah. Yes. But then there are things we can change. And we sometimes get into a position where we feel like we're helpless to change because we're not seeing the potential, we're not seeing where our power is or what we really can do. And a lot of times it takes more courage than we have in a moment to go ahead and move forward with making the changes that we need to make. And that's why then there's sort of that punchline at the end, which is, I need the wisdom to know the difference. The difference between the things that I can't change, the wisdom to know what I can change. And if it's something I can change, then boy, I need courage to be able to do that. So I think that there's a whole lot of wisdom in that. And that it could lead to just feeling a whole lot better, both physically and mentally.
I think especially when you're talking about depression, when it comes to that struggle of change and feeling like you can't change anything, that always seems to be a big part of depression, just feeling that helpless sense of, I can't change anything, what's going on? So you just get sunken into that.
That's right. And, you know, the caller referred to how sometimes, you know, people will start to isolate because of their mental health. And you know, I think that we know that to be true, too, for people who are struggling with chronic physical health conditions, and how very often it is really difficult to tease out or to separate the difference between sort of chronic physical health problems from chronic emotional or mental health problems, including depression or anxiety. And when we're aware of people in our lives who are struggling with that, it's a good opportunity for us to take a look at what can we do to help. And I think that for those individuals to realize that it, you know, if you have a natural resource of people, whether it's of family or friends, reaching out to them, asking for help, letting them know what it is that you're going through, can really be essential to moving out of that sort of pit of despair that you might be feeling. So it's, although for someone who's experiencing depression or anxiety, reaching out can be one of the most difficult things in the world.
That's a very hard first step.
Very, very hard first step.
Let's go ahead and take our last break of the hour. We'll come back and talk more with Robin Cole, Pawnee Mental Health, here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN.